Well, good morning. It's great to be here.
早上好，很高兴能够来到这里。
It's always a joy to meet with brothers and sisters in Christ and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这实在是何等大的喜乐，能够和弟兄姐妹一起的来敬拜我们的主耶稣基督。
And it's great to be at this church. Actually, I served in Japan in the same church as Joe and Shirley Mormon.
很高兴呢能够来到这个特别我们这个教会，因为在日本呢，我是和 Joe、他们夫妇一起在日本宣教。
And it was a joy to share the gospel with the Japanese with Joe and Shirley, and to share this fellowship with you this morning.
这实在是何等大的喜乐，能够和 Joe Mormon 一起在日本有这个宣教的这个服事，今天呢也能够和大家一起在这里。
And speaking of Japan, I want to start by showing you a photo.
当我们提到日本呢，我要开始跟大家分享一个这样子的照片。
When you see this photo, what do you think?
当你看到这个照片的时候，你会想到什么？
Perhaps it reminds you of a Japanese anime movie you have seen before.
或许呢，这会让你想到你曾经看过的一些日本的动漫。
Or perhaps you have been to Japan and it reminds you of school children riding their bikes or some scene like that.
又或者你曾经到过日本呢，你会想起在那时候看到一些学生们骑着自行车从学校回来的情况。
Well, because my family were missionaries in Japan, and our oldest child attended Japanese school when we were in Japan, this photo makes me think about identity.
而我一家呢，曾经在日本呢当过这个宣教士。我的大孩子呢，在那个时候就上了日本的学校。这张照片对我来说呢，让我想到一个问题，那就是身份。
See, Japanese school children have to follow many rules.
在日本的学生，他们必须遵守许多的规则。
If you're a student, you have to wear your school uniform.You cannot wear colored hair clips. You cannot chew gum. You can't wear jewelry, and you are not allowed to have a part-time job.
如果你是一个学生的话呢，你就必须穿这个校服。你不能够穿戴这个彩色的发夹，不可以嚼口香糖，不可以穿金饰耳环的，也不可以打工。
Your identity as a student determines your action and behavior.
你的身份，身为一个学生的身份呢，就决定了你的行为。
It identifies you.
它决定了你的身份。
It raises one of the most important questions we can ask ourselves: Who are you?
这就引发了我们要去问的一个问题，就是你到底是谁？
Of course, I'm not just talking about the clothes that we wear, or the music we listen to, or the course you take at university, but who are we?
那当然呢，我不是在谈论说你现在在穿着什么衣服，你喜欢听什么音乐，或者是你在大学里曾经修什么课程。你到底是谁？
There are different ways to answer this question.
那我们可以用不同的方式来回答这个问题。
Today we might hear voices like your sexuality, gender, ethnicity, or just freedom to be whoever you want to be.
那今天你在听到的众多的回答中呢，可能有一些人会回答你关于他的性别，或者是他的性取向，或者是他的种族，他从什么国家来，或者是可以成为你喜欢成为怎样子就怎样子的人。
But what does Scripture say? What does God's Word say?
但是圣经说什么呢？
Colossians 1 verses 21 to 22 says this.
在哥罗西书第一章第二十一到二十二节这里说到。
Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death.To present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
二十一到二十二节这里说，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今， 你借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指摘，把你们引到自己面前。
The Bible says there are two kinds of people.
那圣经说呢，有两种的人。
There are those who are alienated from God.
有一种的人呢，他是与神隔绝的。
Those who fight against the deepest longings of their soul, those who fight against the Creator and rebel against Him.
那这些人呢，他们违背了在他们灵里面深处的渴望，他们也违背了创造他们的神。
The rebellious child that shakes their fist at God and says, I'll do it my way.
这些悖逆的孩子向着造他们的神摇着拳头说，我有我的方式。
Those who are immoral and say, don't tell me what to do, God. Sin isn't real. I'll do it my way.
而这些被败坏的这个道德所扭曲的人就会这样子说，不要告诉我应该怎么做。
We can call it independence or self-expression or freedom or finding yourself or my story, but the truth is this attitude is sin.
我们可以很好的把这些回答包装成，哦，这是一种独立的自主能力，或者是这是一种自我的表达，是一种的自由，是一种找到我的自我的我的故事。但事实上呢，这一切都是罪。
The reality is that the Lord Jesus will return, and on that day, the sin and folly and excuses will be shown for what it is: alienation from God and rejection of the God who made us all.
而事实上呢，主耶稣基督他还要再来，在那时候，这些的罪、这些的愚昧和借口都要被显露出来。其实这是与神隔离的，并拒绝那造我们的神。
That is why no therapy, no wellness technique or drug, no self-help program or creative self-expression will ever gain for us true peace, joy and contentment.
这就是为什么没有任何的治疗或者是疗愈的技巧、药物或者是一些的帮助自我帮助自助的这些的活动呢，能够带给我们真正的平安和喜乐。
Because all these things make us enemies of God, as it says in verse 21, and alienate us from the one person who can give us true peace, joy, and contentment.
因为这些的东西都使我们成为了上帝的敌人，使我们疏远了那真正能够给我们和平、喜乐和满足的源头。
The deepest yearning of our soul, what gnaws at us and keeps it up at night, is the desire to be who we were made to be, children of God.
其实这是我们心里最深的这个渴望，在我们内心挣扎，使我们彻夜难眠，其实就是这一个渴望，让我们能够成为被创造时的时候的身份，就是神儿女的身份。
And as much as other people and society try to suppress and deny and belittle it, you cannot suppress this most fundamental truth of our existence.
尽管我们的社会尝试的要压制它，要否认或者是轻视它，但是呢，我们不能够压制我们心里面其这个最基本的这个需要，这个最基本的真理。
You cannot suppress what is real when we sideline and reject God, our identity is corrupted. We are alienated, estranged, and separated.
你不能够压制一个真实的东西。当我们把神搁在一边的时候，我们的身份就被破坏了，我们被疏远了，我们与神隔离了。
However, there is good news. The next words in verse 22 are some of the best words we can hear.But now,
然而神呢，要给我们一个好消息。下面这几个字其实是有史以来能够说的最好的一句话，就是"但如今"。
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
但如今他借着基督的肉身受死了，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Our heavenly Father does not leave us in that hopeless state.
我们的天父呢，不把我们留在一个绝望的处境中。
God graciously offers us what we do not deserve: forgiveness, redemption, and adoption into His family.
神蛮有恩慈的，给了我们不应得的，那就是宽恕、救赎和能够被收纳到他的家里当中。
Colossians 1:13-14 says, For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
哥罗西书一章第十三到十四节说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
This is the good news.
这就是福音。
Christ's death on the cross, the shedding of his blood, verse 20, made guilty people innocent, alienated people reconciled, condemned people loved, lost people found, and anxious people at peace.
耶稣基督在十字架上的死，他的血在第二十节说，使有罪的人成为无罪，使被隔绝的人重新和好，被定罪的人蒙爱，使失丧的人被寻回，使心中惶恐的人可以得到平安。
When you know Christ, when you have given up control and pride and stubborn independence and thrown down your crown to submit to the King, all these blessings are yours.
当你认识基督的时候，当你愿意放弃你的掌控、你的骄傲和你固执的这个独立的思想的时候，当你愿意放下自己的冠冕，顺从那真正的君王的时候，这些祝福都是你的。
You move from death to life.
你从死亡走向生命。
You are now a child of God, without blemish and free from accusation.
你现在是神的孩子，没有瑕疵，而且不被定罪。
You are who you were made to be.
让你能够成为被创造的时候神心意的人。
Now you might be thinking, isn't this supposed to be a mission sermon?
那你就会想，今天不是要说这个宣教的这个信息吗？
Shouldn't we be talking about the Great Commission?
我们不是应该要说这个大使命吗？
Why preach such a basic gospel message?
为什么我们突然又要讲这个很基本的福音信息呢？
Well, here's my answer.
那答案就是，
If you get the gospel, if you really understand it,
当你真正明白福音的时候，
If you heard the description of the first person alienated from God, and you think, yes, that was me,
当你刚才听到这些的叙述说一个人远离了神，被隔绝了，当你能够从心里面有这个共鸣说，对啊，那个人就是我的时候，
If you are awestruck by the incredible gift of grace and forgiveness you've been offered through Christ, then I need to say little more.
那当你的心里面真正的惊讶，被神的爱和恩典所感叹的时候，我就不需要再说什么了。
For how can we receive such gifts?How can we taste the goodness of God? How can we bask in the radiance of God's life-giving glory and not be moved by the hopeless state of those who have never heard?
因为我们怎么可能接受了这样子的一个恩典，这样子的一个礼物，品尝了神给我们这么好的，在神的荣光的光辉当中，而我们心里面却能够不被感动呢？
If you understand the gospel, if Christ has captivated you, If you have experienced forgiveness and grace, the application is assured.
如果你真正了解了福音，当基督真正吸引你，当你真正体会到宽恕和恩典的时候，你就知道要怎么做。
It is a logical and inevitable reaction.
这是一个很合逻辑而且是不可避免的这个回应。
Have you ever tried the experiment where you mix Pepsi and Mentos? And I have a photo here.
你有没有试过就是把这个可乐和这个薄荷糖掺在一起的时候啊，那种的情况呢？啊，我有可以跟大家分享这个图画。
When I was a university student, I had too much free time, and I did this a few times myself.
那我以前在大学的时候呢，有很多空闲的时间，我就尝试了好多次。
If you see the photo, you see what happens when you mix the two.
当你看到这个图画，你看到把这个可乐和这个薄荷糖加在一起的时候
，It explodes.
它会爆炸的。
I am no chemistry student, but when Pepsi and Mentos come together, you can see what happens.
哦，我虽然不是一个化学的专业的这个学生，但是当这两样东西加在一起的时候，我知道会发生什么事情。
So what happens when you take a sinner lost in darkness and death and bring them to Christ through his death and resurrection?
那当你把一个在黑暗和死亡当中迷失的罪人把他带到耶稣基督这个生命的这个光景当中的时候会发生什么事呢？
Let's read verse 23.
让我们来看第23章这里说23节这里说。
If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心、根基稳固、坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的。也是传于普天下万人听的，我保罗也做了这福音的指示。
I'm going to focus on the second half of verse 23.
那我特别呢要关注这个23章的下半部。
Why were the Colossians able to receive the gospel and be established in their faith?
为什么哥罗西人能够接受福音，并且在信仰上立定根基呢？
The gospel had gone out to every creature under heaven, including them.
因为福音已经传给了天下万物，也包括他们。
When you have been transformed by the gospel, you cannot help but take this message of life, light, and love to those who have never heard it.
当你被福音改变的时候呢，你不得不把这个关于生命的、关于这个光和爱的信息带给那些还没听过这福音的人。
It is a chain reaction.
它是一个连锁反应。
When I was a child, one of my favorite sportsmen was a basketballer called David Robinson.
当我还是一个孩子的时候呢，我其中一个最喜爱的运动员之一就叫做大卫·罗宾森的这个篮球运动员。
He is a Christian, and he once said this.
他是一个基督徒，他曾经这样子说过。
We as Christians need to take a stand for higher standards.
作为基督徒呢，我们需要持守一个更高的标准。
All it takes is one little light, one candle in a pitch black room to make all the darkness go away.
只需要一个小小的光，一支蜡烛在漆黑的房间里，就可以驱散所有的黑暗。
As a Christian, you can be that light.
作为一个基督徒，你可以成为那一盏灯。
If you light one match, you can find your way around the room.
如果你点燃了一支的火柴，你就可以在这个房间里面找到方向。
And you can help those who will follow find their way as well.
你也可以帮助那些跟着你的人找到方向。
That's the end of the quote.We are that light to those around us, to those still in sin and darkness.
我们是我们身边周围人的光。
Let's look at the biblical example of Paul in verse 23.
让我们来看一个圣经的例子，就是保罗。
Before Paul's conversion, he was as lost and alienated from God as you could get.
在保罗还没成为基督徒之前呢，他是一个失丧的，是一个与神隔离的人。
He was aggressive, he persecuted the church, and he actively fought against Christ.
他性情暴烈，他逼迫教会，他积极地来反对基督徒。
You might know some people like this.
你可能也认识一些好像这样子的人。
You might feel that they are beyond hope, but remember, nothing is impossible with God.
可能你也觉得对这些人已经失去了希望，但是请记得，在神里面没有难成的事。
There is always hope.
总是有希望的。
You might have family members who are difficult, or atheists you know, or woke activists.
你可能有一些家里有一些的成员，或者是一些还没认识神，甚至抵触抵挡神的人。
There is always hope.
他们总有希望。
The power of God is mighty to save and can humble the most hard-hearted sinner.
神的力量能够拯救万人，他能够使最顽固的罪人谦卑下来。
So what happens when Paul encounters Christ on the Damascus Road?
那当保罗在大马士革的路上遇见耶稣基督的时候，发生什么事呢？
He becomes Christ's servant or slave, verse 23.
他成了基督的仆人，在第二十三节这里说。
So he has this amazing conversion moment, and then what does he do?
当他经历了这样奇妙的一个改变的时候，保罗他接下来做什么呢？
Does he A, sit in the library and read about it?
保罗是不是说，好了，我经历了改变了，让我好好的在这安静的图书馆里面去读书思想一下。
Or B, enjoy the nice feelings and goes and pursues a quiet, comfortable life.
或者 B 呢，让我享受一个愉悦的这个感觉，过一个平静舒适的生活。
Or C, immediately goes and tells others about this life-changing moment.
还是保罗 C, 他会立刻的去告诉别人他生命的改变。
Acts 9 verses 19 to 20 says, Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
在使徒行传呢，这里说到扫罗和大马士革的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣就是神的儿子。
That is the natural, logical, and inevitable outcome when someone is transformed by the gospel.
当一个人被福音改变的时候呢，这个果效是很自然的，是逻辑的，是不可避免的。
A deep and overwhelming passion to proclaim the gospel in word and deed to those who have never heard.
这是一个从内心里面所发出来的激情，要用这个言语和这个行动向那些未听过福音的人来传福音。
To our next door neighbor, to the Indian migrant we work with, to our non-Christian family workers, family members.
我们要向这些人来传福音，这些人可能是我们的邻舍，我们的邻居，或者是跟我们一起工作的外国的移民，或者是一些还没信主的家庭成员。
To those living in Vietnam, Myanmar, Taiwan, who have never heard the gospel or even met a Christian.
甚至到越南、到缅甸、到台湾，向这些从未听过福音的人来宣讲神的福音。
In Japan, there's about 0.5% evangelical Christians.
在日本只有 0.5% 的福音派的基督徒。
In Thailand, about the same.
在泰国的这个人数也大概是一样。
In Vietnam, it's about 1.4% or 0.05% in North Vietnam.
在越南的民族当中呢，只有大概 1.5% 或者是 0.05% 的北越南的地方的人口是基督徒。
There's about 0.08% Burmese Christians.
在缅甸呢，只有0.08%的人口是基督徒。
And of course, here in Sydney, there are communities and ethnic groups who have never heard about the gospel.
那当然呢，我们也可以像在悉尼、雪梨这里，在社区当中，在群体当中，对福音还没听过的人来传福音。
Here in Sydney, there are Muslim groups, migrant communities, or just comfortable secular Aussies.
在悉尼这里有一些的群体是比较少接触到福音的，比如说穆斯林的群体，或者是一些的移民的群体。
This should stir something in our soul.
这有没有激起你内心的一种的情感呢？
This should move your heart and cause you to cry out, "What shall I do?"
这有没有让你的心里面感受到神的爱了以后呢？激动你来到回应说，我该怎么做？
About 150 years ago, when Hudson Taylor saw the needs of China, he wrote this.
大概在150年前，当戴德生看到中国的需要的时候，他这样子写道。
A million a month were dying in that land, China, dying without God. This was burning into my very soul.
在这块土地上，就是在中国，在每个月有100万的人在没有认识神的情况和处境中死去，这个情况深深地烙印在我的心里。
We may not all be able to go overseas, but we should all ask the question, how can I take the gospel to those who have never heard?
我们可能不都被招到外国去宣教，但是我们可以问我们自己一个问题，我们要如何把福音传给那些还没听过福音的人呢？
There are many ways we can be involved.
我们可以用很多的方法来到参与。
Prayer groups for different countries around the world.
我们可以为这不同的国家来祷告。
Sign up to a missionary's prayer letter to get information and pray.
我们可以注册去收到这个宣教士的祷告信。
Find out more information about needs and opportunities from a group like OMF.
你可以去寻找更多好像 OMF 这样子的群体和这个机构的需要和参与的机会。
Your own personal evangelism in day-to-day life.
或者是你个人的这个布道和传福音的这个生活。
There's local and overseas short-term mission trips.
你也可以参与本地或者是海外的短期宣教。
Or perhaps pray and be willing to go overseas if the Lord calls you.
甚至祷告让你愿意到海外去做这个长期的这个宣教。
I want to finish with these questions.
我以下的这几个问题来结束。
Who are you? Alienated from God or reconciled?
你到底是谁？你是与神疏离的呢，还是你是与神和好的？
Have you been captivated by the gospel? Do you understand it?
你是否被神的福音所吸引？你是否真认识这福音？
How are you involved in taking the gospel to those who have never heard?
你是否愿意把这福音带给那些还未听过福音的人呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你为我们赐下耶稣基督。
Thank you that Jesus died in our place on the cross.
耶稣基督，谢谢你为我们的罪死在十架上。
Thank you for your wonderful grace and mercy that has brought us from darkness to the light of Christ.
谢谢你的恩慈和怜悯。使我们能够从黑暗里面被带到光明当中。
May we take this good news and share it with others.
神啊，求你帮助我们，让我们将这福音的好消息分享给其他的人。
May we be bold and willing.
主啊，求你让我们放胆，让我们愿意。
Please convict us and empower us to be involved in your mission.
主啊，求你使我们的心回转过来。也给我们力量，能够去分享你的福音。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.